Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Walk me through both of them. Start with.
The first one, we was just in a good coverage. I just looked at the quarterback. He put the ball in the air. I realized the ball was going over the receiver, so I just made sure I got to it so we could have a turnover. And the second one, the quarterback, he just put it in the air, and I just went and got it. It's not much, just play football.
In this kind of a game, when the offense is uncharacteristically struggling mm-hmm. at times, to know that you guys can go out there, regardless of the situation, and shut somebody down the way that you guys did in the second half. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you, and what does it say about your unit?
Honestly, it just shows about our preparation, how in tune we are into the game, our brotherhood, because when you go out there and you know it's the last play or third down or whatever it is, you just look at your brothers and you just lock in and you focus, really. And to know that you could do it in the second half, it's just really about preparation and us just believing and trusting each other, really.
Did it feel that last drive, was there any doubt in your mind at some point somebody was going to step up and make a play, just because that's kind of the way it had been going on?
We all knew that someone was going to make a play. We just didn't know who was going to make a play or where it was going to come from.
And then I have to ask, the young man that was out here beforehand, redshirt freshman.
Yeah, real good player.
Really kind of making his mark. When you see him play like he did tonight, what are your thoughts on that? Because I think he had a pick, two sacks, and 15, 16 tackles. Is that anything unexpected to you?
Not at all. It didn't surprise me. That's what I expected from him, especially at that position. That's just part of our foundation here. You come in, you play good ball. That's just what it is. Nothing about that.